Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Kilayim Daf Lamed Zayin in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Revi, in the middle of Aloha Aleph. The Mishnah spoke about Mochel HaKerem. Mochel HaKerem was anything between a vineyard and a fence. And the Mishnah said that according to Beit Shammai, then you need to have 12 amah between the vineyard and the fence in order to plant in the middle. So that's where the Gemara starts here in the third line in Daf Lamed Zayin. Eizu Mochel HaKerem V'chulei. Says more like serve tova gader. It doesn't have to be a full fence. Elafilu also passing. If he has some types of poles, im ein bein pas lechaver shlosh tfochim, between the poles, you don't have three tfochim, so you have a lavud nidoyim kegader. Then you look at it as one long fence, and then you have the alochas that you have between a vineyard and a fence. Afilu kamo, which is standing grain, vafilu koshim or straw, that also works as a fence. Says the Gemara, the Asya Kedu Omar of Chanina. This comes to tell you what Chanina told us. Eina Yisur Nasa Mechitzo Lahatzil. Something which it itself becomes Asur in Kilayim, that can be a fence to save. Meaning, if you have a vineyard and you have grain and you put a fence in between, so then you can make it closer than if there's no fence. But if the fence itself is straw or if the fence itself is grain, which becomes Asur in Kilayim, that fence cannot be a separation between the vineyard and the grain. So we learn from here, from what we just learned now, says Gemara, Savin Meima Ayisu Nasa Mechitza Liyoser. It could be a mechitza for bad. It can't be a mechitza for good to separate between the vineyard and the grain. But it could be a mechitza to cause problems like we have over here, that it causes this to be Mochel HaKerem between the vineyard and a fence. Even though this could become Kelaim itself, it does become used as a mechitza to make an Iser. The Mishnah went on and said, Rabbi Yehuda said, that's not Mochel HaKerem between the vineyard and the fence, but just between two vineyards. So says the Gemara, Al Daite de Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, using Rabbi Chaim's Girso, Ya'aseh, Kebetoich HaKerem V'yusu B'sheshaseh. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we're talking between two vineyards. What's the difference between two vineyards? Or if you have a space in the vineyard itself, that we learned according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to have 16 amah. So why according to Rabbi Yehuda, you see 12 amah between two vineyards? You're right. You have to say according to Rabbi Yehuda, two different vineyards means not that it's a continuation, but one vineyard is planted from north to south. The other vineyard is planted from east to west. So as Rabbi Chaim explains, what's the svara that you need to have a 16 amah space? We learned earlier, because you need to give a space of a field that it's chashuv and it's not butel to the vineyard. So if I have one big vineyard and I have a space in between, I say each part of the field, the field on the right is canceled to the vineyard on the right, and the field on the left is canceled to the vineyard on the left. But if you have two vineyards, and each one is planted in a different direction, it depends how you're going to plant the grain. If the grain is planted from north to south, so then it's considered to be a continuation of the vineyard going from north to south, and then it only cancels to that. And if it's planted from east to west, it's a continuation of the vineyard going from east to west, and it only be canceled to that. So as long as you have four amah field, it's good. It doesn't cancel to both sides, it cancels only to one side. And that's why when you have between two vineyards, if you do holds, you don't have to have a space of 16 amah. It's enough to have a space of 12 amah. Says the Gemara, Avalima, you across the Chuvanim. But if it does go in the same direction, both vineyards, Oyse B'sheshes, also Rabbi Yehuda will agree, they need to have 60 amo distance. Continues the Gemara and says, we learned that according to Tanakamo, between a vineyard and a fence, that's Mochel HaKerem. What does a fence mean? So says the Gemara, Atche Mukav Goder Me'aru Choysov. Does it need to have a fence all around the vineyard? Only in one side. Says the Gemara, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. The fact that we learn according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Shnei Kromim, Rabbi Yehuda is all arguing to Tanakama. He says, don't tell me between a vineyard and a fence. Tell me between a vineyard and a vineyard. Vineyard and a vineyard is two vineyards. It doesn't say four vineyards. Hadom Rafilim Ruach Achas. The same way according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're talking from one side. Also according to Tanakama, we're talking only from one side. Achei Mukav Goder Kol Oysa Ruach. Another question Gemara asks. Does it have to fence the entire space, the entire side? Or whenever you have a fence, let's say the vineyard is a very long vineyard, but you have a fence in 10% of that vineyard, in front of 10%, that area will be Mochel HaKerem. In order to be Mochel HaKerem, it has to be a fence surrounding the entire side that we're talking about. So the one's going to bring a raya, that wherever you have a fence, that's a issue. How do we see that? Nishwein amin adol, learning from the following. Tomar v'zeiro, Rabbi Yosef v'shir amadno. Ein zono lekerem gadol. There's no tail to a big vineyard. For a machol lekerem katan. You don't have a machol for a small vineyard. What are we talking about? So this is a preview before the next lines. What's a kerem katan? What's a kerem gadol? As Reb Chaim explains it very clearly. Kerem gadol is when you have nine vines, 3 by 3. A 3 by 3 vineyard, three trees by three trees, that is a kerem gadol. What's a kerem katan? So a kerem katan, we spoke about the whole time as we're going throughout the Masechta, we mentioned the idea you have to have 5 trees. So as Reb Chaim explains here, that's not exactly how it starts. It starts with the fact it has to be 6 trees. It has to be 2 by 3. 3 trees by 2 trees, that's a kerem katan. But there's a halacha l'moshe b'Sinai, that even if you're missing one of the trees in the edge, it's still going to be a kerem. Meaning, if you have, instead of being 2 by 3, you have 2 by 2, and you have 1 tree continuing one of the rows, so it's 3 in 1 row and 2 in the other row, we still consider it to be 3 and 3. Even though both rows don't have 3, only one of them has 3, and the other one has 2, we continue the 3rd tree, the 3rd missing tree, as if it's there. That's halacha b'Shuv Sinai in a small vineyard. But because we are looking at it as if there is a tree over there, so I'm looking now at this vineyard not as a 5-tree vineyard, but as a 6-tree vineyard. I pretend, so to speak, that you have over here 2 rows, each one of 3 trees, and now 1 row of 3 and 1 row of 2. What's the nafka mina? Because if I look over here that that missing tree is really there, you need to make space between the where you want to plant to the missing tree, even though there's no tree there. You still have to have a 4-arm distance because we pretend as if there is a tree over there. That's only when you have a small vineyard. A vineyard with only 5 trees, I look at it as if there's 6 trees. But if I have a large vineyard, which is 9 trees, even though there's another tree sticking out, I don't fill up the entire row and say, we'll do a distance for pretending tree. Because the idea that you have a tree which doesn't exist, that virtual tree which is not there, the virtual tree is only in a kerem katan. So that's when we start the first sentence. Ein zon of the kerem katan. You don't have a tail to a kerem katan. Only to a kerem katan, you look at it as if there's a tail. That's what the Gemara explains. Ein zon of the kerem katan. Shieta zogel, I don't need it. But kerem katan, it's not a kerem until you have 6 trees. Halacha b'Shuv Sinai is that 5 trees enough because you look at it as if there are 6. So that's why I count from the 6. But the kerem gadol, you don't have to assume that pretend there's another tree sticking out. And now we're going back to mochel. V'lo mochel kerem katan. There's no idea of mochel, of the fence surrounding the vineyard when the vineyard is small. Lusar chutzalo yoyse mitoyecha. The reason is, it can be that outside of the vineyard will be more also than inside the vineyard. What does it mean? So the Gemara explains. In the small vineyard, the distance between the trees, in order to take it out from being a vineyard, is 8 amos. If between trees, instead of having 4 amos, you have 8 amos, there's a very large distance, so then it's not a vineyard anymore. So if I have 8 amos between the trees, I don't have a vineyard. So 8 amos is what makes it over here into a vineyard. So you're going to tell me that that's between the trees. Between a tree and a fence, the space is larger? That doesn't make sense. It can't be that between 2 vines, between 2 trees, 8 amos is the measurement. And between the tree and a fence, the measurement will be larger. So that's what Gemara says. It can't be, that's not possible. So that's why, by a small vineyard, the distance between the trees is 8, the distance between the tree and the fence is also 8. But by a large vineyard, we're going to learn the distance is larger. Then we're going to learn, the distance is 60 damo. So if the distance between the trees is larger, so also the distance between the tree and the fence could be, you could say it's 12 amo. That's not something ridiculous to say. Continues the Gemara and says, Ve'ezu kerem katan. What's the definition of a small vineyard? Shalosh keneged shalosh. You have 3 keneged 3. 3 in 1 row, 3 in another row. As we mentioned, it doesn't mean 3 and 3. It's really 3 and 2. Ha, shalosh keneged shalosh, keneged shalosh, yesh lo mochel. But when you have a large vineyard, which is 3 by 3 by 3, it means you have 3. And each row, you have 3 rows, each one of 3, then it does have a fence. For the mashmos of this brisa, what does it sound? That even if I have 3, if I have a fence surrounding only 3 vines, it's already a problem. It doesn't say that all around the vineyard needs to have a fence. It just says a small one does not have it. Larger one, when it's already three rows of three, so then the fence is a problem. Mashra, any three out of the vineyard is a problem. Even if the row is much larger, even if the row is 20 trees, if you have a fence in front of three, it's already a problem. So like Mara says, if you have three trees out of a vineyard, they have in front of them a fence or passing, which are the poles, it's already a problem of machol, even though it's not, the fence doesn't go throughout the entire side of that vineyard. So the Gemara answers the suffix, does it need to have a fence on the entire side or not? Then the mashmos of this brisa we see that if it's in front of three trees, in front of three vines, that already makes it into a problem, machol hakerem. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Kelaim, Daf Lamed Zayin.